This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Associated Press has called a tight race in Colorado's 6th House District. With 95% of the vote counted, Elizabeth Epps has defeated Katie March by about 1,000 votes. Epps will now go on to face GOP nominee Donald Howell in the November general election. The Colorado Avalanche celebrated their third Stanley Cup title win with a parade and rally in downtown Denver today. CPR's Tony Gorman was there for the celebration.
Fans partied like it was 2001, the last time the Avs hoisted the Stanley Cup. Fans in their burgundy and blue jerseys and flags filled the streets as the team took their victory lap. Andrew Carrera remembers the last championship.
Like, as a kid, you know, you're just a fan, but when you're an adult, you realize how hard it is for them to actually get the cup and what they go through, and it just means so much more.
And all those years of waiting culminated in the big moment. Captain Gabriel Landeskog emerging from the county courthouse, Stanley Cup high in the air. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Fans who couldn't make it to the Colorado Avalanche's Stanley Cup parade today will still have a chance to drink in the championship spirit. Coors Light has announced a limited edition beer called Champions Ice, which is brewed with actual ice shavings from Ball Arena. The limited edition beer will be available at bars around Denver starting today. The Front Range will see a chance for showers and storms for the next few hours. In Denver, it's 64 degrees. In Vail, it's 58 degrees. And in Grand Junction, it's 84 degrees and clear. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.